Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dealing with Life Stuff podcast. My name is Fernando Ceballos.
And I'm Randy Strug.
And welcome to the episode. Rule number 11, do not bother children when they are skateboarding.
Yeah, let people do their damn thing. Just let them live their lives. That you don't have the authority to say, you don't have the authority to impose negative rights onto people, in my opinion. And I think that's the rule here is like, hey, you may not like that these kids are skateboarding, but it's their right as kids to skateboard. let them break their damn arms or whatever. Let them learn. Let them make mistakes. Let them fuck up.
Well, everybody wants to project.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to project what they believe to be the truth.
Right.
And I think when you start, you know, limiting other people's ability to be able to live their own lives, mm-hmm. like that's where we get into trouble.
Yeah.
And I mean, one of the beautiful things about this country is that we're allowed to do whatever the hell we want.
Mm-hmm.
But when other people start compromising my ability to do the things that I want to do, like that's where we get into trouble.
Yeah.
And I think some people, they get caught up on this rule because they go straight into, well, they're damaging property and they're doing this. Like, that's not what he's saying.
Right.
And
it's like, yeah, they might be damaging property, but that's none of your, that's their choice. That's their business, not yours.
And they can get in trouble with the business owner, right?
Yeah.
That's between the business owner who owns the property and mm-hmm. the person skateboarding.
Right.
Not the general public.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this general idea of people wanting to police other people, like mm-hmm. I just, there's a difference between people, between keeping people accountable and policing other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you start policing other people to believe what you believe, like mm-hmm. that's where we get into trouble.
Right. But yeah.
Rule number 12, pet a cat when you encounter one on the street.
So when I first read this book, I wasn't aware of what any of the rules were going to be. And I got to this rule and I just kind of laughed because I had a feeling of what it was going to be about. And I was right. But it's just take a moment to breathe and like just
smell the flowers.
Yeah. Smell the flowers. I was reading Dave Rubin's book, Don't Burn This Book. And he talked about when he went on tour with Jordan Peterson and that they were at a dinner one time and there was a cat there and he wanted to see like how well Jordan really lived up to his own rules and that they were about to leave and Jordan hadn't pet the cat. But right before they left, Jordan walked over to the cat that was sleeping and he just spent a minute just petting the cat. And I was like, that's so cool to see someone like, you know, it's we admire the people that follow the rules and follow the things that they preach. And in this case, in this particular rule is take a second. Just, hey, if you see something like, just enjoy it. Like, gosh, I did something so yesterday I just had an urge to go to like Half Price Books because I love, that's my favorite store ever. And I went there and I just like let myself stand there and enjoyed the books and just stand in the middle of a section and just enjoy it. Like I wasn't there for a purpose. I just wanted to enjoy being around books and it was nice for me and just walk around different sections I hadn't been to before just to see what was out there. It was fun.
I'm laughing and smiling over here because yesterday I did the same thing. Not to Half Price Books, but I walked out of my apartment to my car to go to work. Like the weather was just nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sun was coming out. Like it was nice and cold. I could hear the traffic and just like usually I get out of my apartment and I walk to my car and I get in my car and I go.
Mm-hmm.
But like that was 30 seconds that it took me to go from my front door to my car.
Yeah.
Like it was just like a different appreciation. Like I walked slower. I walked taller.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was able to just enjoy the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It's just little things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That just, they make things, life a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Rather than just getting so caught up in the fact that you need to do the next thing.
Right.
And just slowing down sometimes is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we do enough. Like the country as a whole, like we're just, you look at the culture of this country compared to other countries,
mm-hmm.
like we're just so hustle mentality focused.
Right.
And I think it's a good thing, right? Because we're able to achieve certain things and
yeah,
we know we have the power that we do in this country, but
yeah, I have nothing against hustle culture. I did for a while, but I've changed my mind on that because I do think hustle is a good thing.
I agree. I think it's a good thing. But what I'm saying is, when hustle comes at the expense of your happiness
yeah.
and being able to breathe,
yeah.
like well, that's where the problem comes
and,
in.
And I would say that like taking a moment to pet a cat on the street should be part of your hustle.
Yeah.
Because you can't hustle forever unless you take those moments, those transient moments to appreciate.
And that's kind of what I was trying to get at. It's yeah. like it shouldn't come at the expense of something else.
Right.
And you just see it so often where people get burned out because they're just go, 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 go.
Yeah. Part of work is rest and play. Yeah. That is part of work. And it's, you can do too much of any of those things. It's finding that right balance. So that's been something I've struggled over the last few years to figure out. It's like, hey, no, part of working can be rest and repose. And that's that was a hard thing for me to accept because I was always like, I'm going to work 12, 14 hours a day. But now I'm like, oh, I'm still going to work 12, 14 hours a day. But part of that means taking a breath, doing my meditation, doing my yoga to balance things out, because that contributes towards the overall goal of who I want to be.
It's also like, it's not just work that I apply that rule to, but also like when you see certain people like coming together for a particular cause and you get so caught up in the idea that, hey, their cause is not what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of slowing down and having a conversation with this particular group of people, like you're just so caught up in like, let me just go tell them how they should be living their life.
Right.
And rather than taking a pause and saying like, let me understand where they're coming from, talk to them and be able to enjoy the fact that they're coming together for a particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like maybe I'm extrapolating too much from that particular rule, but I think it's important to be able to, again, have discussions with people and understand the beauty of this world that's going around us.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of getting so caught up in the fact that I need to tell everybody else how fucked up their life is.
Right. Yeah. Let kids skateboard.
Yeah, let them do their thing. Let's do a quick recap as we come close to the last episode of this year.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the goals we had set for the year and talk about how we did. So I guess I'll go first because I think the only specific goal I had set outside of my normal just keep getting better every day, which I feel like I've done, is read a book a week. And I've currently read 60 books so far this year, and it's currently November 21. So I have succeeded in that particular goal on my end, and I'm very happy about that.
I'm trying to pull up my books for this year. Let's see. Filter. Year. 2020. Let's see if this works.
What are you using to track all of that?
I'm using Notion.
Okay.
I'm at 36 books this year.
Nice. And I remember your goal was 30, right?
I think it was like 20 something.
Oh, yeah. And we said
it was 26. I said one every other. And then you said, you're going to surprise me and reach some 30 something.
Oh, yeah. A stretch goal.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm at 36 and I'm probably going to finish two more this year.
Nice. I think I'll probably get, I've read some really thick books this year. I think I'm probably going to get to 70, 75. So what were the most impactful books that you read this year?
I think for me, the books that were the most impactful was The Color of Law.
Mm-hmm.
That's focused on redlining and politics and just the housing issues that we've had in this country for the past couple of years. I recently finished a book called An African American and Latinx History of the United States. That was a pretty eye-opening book to understand where we come from and where we're going. And then going back to, you know, Ryan Holiday's books, Stillness is the Way was a really good book. Kind of just, you know, made me focus on some of the things I needed just to slow the fuck down and have conversations with myself and just be still rather than just being like, go, 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 go. And I think with COVID and everything happening, I was just so focused on like, I want to make sure that I do everything possible to take advantage of the fact that we're locked up. And I couldn't even think. I got super depressed because I was just focused on like, I need to make sure that I'm being positive. I may need to make sure that I'm doing this. And I just caught up on that it wasn't really working. But reading that book kind of just reminded me of the importance of just being right. And the fact that, yeah, maybe I didn't achieve everything I wanted to achieve with the goals that I had. Because I did hit some pretty good milestones, you know, financial milestones, career milestones. I had some things that came out of nowhere that really, you know, pushed me in the right direction. That was all pretty awesome. But when it came to my health and my weight, like there were just things that I wanted to hit a certain, like, goal. But the fact that I had that fractured rib in February, I messed on my back pretty bad in June. Like, it was just one thing after another. And granted, like, there's things that I could have done to even push past those things. Because, again, I go back to justification. I started to justify why I didn't achieve my goals because of these other issues.
Right.
Like, that was the part that was rough, because I just couldn't even think to myself. I couldn't even process my own emotions and thoughts at the fact that I was a failure at these things. And then when I read this book, like, it really hit me hard, because it reminded me, like, hey, maybe you're not where you wanted to be, but the fact that you're moving again in the right direction, and the fact that you can enjoy what you have today, like, that is enough, given everything going on in the world. So,
right on.
I think that was a really good book for me this year. What about yourself?
12 Rules for Life, Atlas Shrugged, and The Gulag Archipelago.
Volume 1 through 3, or 4.
I read 1 through 3. There is no 4.
I thought there was a fourth one coming out.
No, those were written in 1967. They're not a fourth one coming out. You only have volumes 1 and 2, but
maybe that's what you had said.
Yeah, I've read all 3 volumes now.
Thought it was a 4 or something.
No, but hardest book I've ever read.
Yeah,
because it's just such a downer. It's so brutal. But I'm glad that I read it, because it was, to me, eye opening as to what humanity is really capable of from an atrocity standpoint. And I'm actually glad I read that in conjunction with Atlas Shrugged, which is like The Virtues of Capitalism, because Ayn Rand, the writer, grew up in the Soviet Union, and it's very much the antithesis of what the Soviet Union was and what the ideal world could be if we embrace these capitalist ideas. And I 100% agree with her. And it was, to me, like, there's a 2-hour long speech in the book. It's like, it literally takes 2 hours to read. And if you listen to it in audio, it's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just like the best speech I've ever heard in my life.
Probably the roughest book that I read this year was Viktor Frankl's Masters for Meaning.
I read that this year too. That's a good one.
It just makes you realize, like, how rough we can be with each other. And it makes you question whether or not we're headed back in the same direction.
Yeah. There's always a snake in the garden is the big thing I've learned this year. There is always a snake in the garden. And if you're not vigilant, it will bite you.
Yeah. Or at least scare the shit out of you.
Yeah. Or kill you. Who knows?
Yeah, one or the other. Okay. So as we wrap up, you know, some parting words for 2020?
Despite everything, 2020 was an awesome year for me. Like, probably one of the best years of my life. And I think a lot of that was just because of the effort I put into making it one of the best years of my life. And I'm very proud of my efforts this year. What about you?
Yeah, I think it was a really good year. There are some things that I fell short on, but for the most part, I think, you know, 2021 is going to be a new year for me. I'm getting married at the end of this year. Yeah. So that'll be an exciting new milestone and a new chapter in my life. I don't expect things to change dramatically now that I'm married. But I think it'll be something that, you know, I'm really excited for, being able to be a husband, being able to have a wife, you know, to achieve new goals and new milestones in the direction of being a partner for someone for like a lifetime commitment. I'm excited for that. But, you know, just, you know, as people listen to this, I want them to, you know, contemplate and reflect on this past year. Maybe it wasn't the best year of their life. Maybe it was the worst year of their life. Maybe it was up in the middle or an average year, but nonetheless, there were things that went well. And I think we need to be able to show gratitude for the things that did go well.
Yeah.
Even if it's like completely overshadowed by everything that went wrong, if there's 20 things that went wrong, maybe one thing that happened right, like, that's still something that went right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sometimes we just don't give enough time to be able to reflect on and give gratitude to the things that are going well.
Yeah, and you can even give gratitude to the things that are going wrong. Like, if you have 20 things go wrong, that's 20 new opportunities to improve.
Yeah, and like, what are you going to learn from that?
Yeah, and that's honestly, all obstacles are gifts.
Yeah, and I think that's just the biggest encouragement that I want to give people as we kind of wrap up here. I want them to reflect and think about the future. 2021 is going to be a unique year again.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
It's going to be different. So we'll just see where we go, and we wish you all the best. We look forward to continuing to bring you all content, to bring you all hopefully more guests, and we hope you all are well.
Yep. Take care, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We'll catch you next week.